T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Braves lead the Brewers 2-0, and we're going to talk baseball right now as we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and we welcome in our baseball analyst, host, statistician, writer. If it's baseball, he's all over it. He's Ryan Spader. What's going on, man? How you doing?
What's happening, Nick? How you doing, brother?
Good to have you in. You can follow Ryan at the Ace of Spader. All right, so you're not an Atlanta guy, so you might actually have a very logical, sane approach to the question I'm going to ask you. Did you have an issue with Snicker leaving Charlie Morton in for the seventh inning yesterday and ended up giving up that two-run home run, or was that a bad tactical decision?
Yeah, you know what? I did not, and I think that's a bit of a contrarian view in terms of baseball analytics nowadays, because anytime you're facing a lineup through the, you know, the second or the third time, guys tend to hit better against you. And I think Morton, you know, he had some of his best stuff. That curveball was absolutely filthy working for him. And I think sometimes we get so into these analytics, and I'm guilty of it myself, as you well know, but we're so into these analytics that we don't play the moment all the time. And sometimes you got to play the moment. Morton had his best stuff. And you know what? Sometimes when you have your best stuff, you get beat.
Braves currently leading Milwaukee 2-0. Assuming the Braves go on to win, and I know we're a long way from that game going final, the series, a game, even at a game apiece, who do you like in the series with the series shifting back to Atlanta? And actually, what was your pre-series prediction?
Yeah, I did like the Braves in this one. Brewers were the, I guess, quote-unquote, better team overall throughout the season. But I think that there are teams that are built for the postseason and teams that are built for, you know, the long haul, the regular season. And I think that's why we saw so many good Dodgers teams, for example, over the years that would win in the regular season over and over and over again, but would do nothing in the postseason, because that was a team, to me, built for the regular season. And that's what I see from these Brewers. I do like the Braves. I didn't think they were going to beat Burns, and I think they're going to end up having to do so in a game five.
When you look back at this regular season, I mean, I know we're in the postseason, but I'm just curious your answers to this question. Who was the Braves' most valuable player?
Ooh, that is a tough one. I got to say Austin Riley. He might be the most valuable player of the National League. He's the reason they won the division over the Phillies, honestly. Mm-hmm. Without Austin Riley, that team is probably not in the postseason right now, and my Phillies maybe would be instead.
Ryan Spader joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We know this team is down a few of their best players, one to injury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On to an off-the-field domestic issue. Even that being said, and I know in sports sometimes, whether it's baseball or hockey, for example, sometimes you get hot at the right time. Even the Hawks last year made a deep run to the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs. Is this team capable of going on a deep run and or winning it?
Well, you know, you're exactly right in that sometimes you get hot at the right time. I immediately think of the two Marlins teams that won World Series. I mean, they were both wild cards. Marlins never won a division, but they got two World Series.
Yep.
But sometimes that just doesn't matter. I mean, look at the Cardinals. They got hot at the right time and they, you know, floundered out. Sometimes you're going to run into a brick wall. So I think that, you know, we look for reasons as guys who analyze the game, guys who look at the game from different perspectives. We look for reasons why things happen. And I think postseason baseball, it's just chaos. It's utter chaos. Anything can happen during postseason baseball. Anything can happen during postseason hockey. What was it? We're probably at 6, 7, 8 years ago now that the number 8 seed Kings won the cup mm-hmm. because they got quote unquote hot at the right time. When it comes down to the postseason, you know, the Braves can be as hot as they want, but it's only the one team that's going to go on a tear, and that tear is going to be take them to a world championship. So, I mean, it remains to be seen how they're going to fare throughout the National League playoffs. I think they're going to beat the Brewers, but they're, no matter what, I bet against the Giants last night, and I just question my sanity for doing so. I don't understand how that team wins baseball, and it goes back to what I was saying. Sometimes postseason baseball, sometimes baseball in general is just chaos. That team winning 107 games is utter chaos. The franchise record in wins for a franchise that's been around since, I believe, 1876, mm-hmm. maybe 1883, one or the other. It's just ridiculous. I mean, this team, you talk to an average fan, they probably know one or two players on that team. Mm-hmm. It's there's just no rhyme or reason. So, you know, my prediction for the postseason, the long-winded answer to a short question is chaos. Let's have it.
Did I see this correctly, that the Giants and Dodgers have never met in the postseason with the Giants being in San Francisco? Is that true or am I misspoken?
So with the Giants being in San Francisco, I believe that is true. However, it's only technically true. I think it was in 1962, the Giants and Dodgers faced off in a three-game playoff for the National League pennant. And then those playoff games, those one-ups, just like they are now if a team ties in the wild card or something, they're considered regular season games. However, it is very much so a playoff. And then if you go even further back, I think it was the New York Giants, maybe they were the Metropolitans at that point, faced off against the Brooklyn Bridegrooms in like phony World Series in like 1888 or so. And back then, I say phony World Series because the postseason was just one league competing against another league, and exhibition. There was no actual reward for winning these games.
Ryan Spader joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Let me go to the American League. I'm just utterly amazed at what the Tampa Bay Rays continue to do with limited funds. What is it that makes Tampa Bay such an interesting team for these last couple of years in the month of October?
Oh, goodness. I don't think I could say it any better than you do. They just win baseball games, and it doesn't make any sense to anybody. There's no reason that they're that they got, you know, I don't even recall his first name, Jordan Justin Luplow playing first base, and they're winning baseball games. They're churning out. They always seem to have starting pitching coming up out of nowhere. And these guys generally are going only like four or five, max six innings. And then their bullpen just shuts down, you know, shuts it down for everybody. Now I have to say, I was really impressed with what the Red Sox did, because you go out there, you get Chris Sale a two run lead before the mound. You've got to win that ball game. And then Chris Sale goes out there. It's got to be the most deflating thing in the world. You're like, bro, we got you a 2-0 lead, and then you get shelled for five. You've got to be kidding me. And they recovered from that. So I've got my eyes on this this series. I'm definitely watching this one closely. It's I mean, it's cliche to say, but it's anybody's ball game, right? I don't know who's the better team among the Red Sox or the Rays. If you want to go by regular season record, obviously you got to go with the Rays. But as I said earlier, postseason baseball is not regular season baseball.
Let me take the Rays as an example and bring it back to Atlanta for a second. You know, we go nuts with the Braves and Liberty Media, who owns them, for not spending like a major market team should. But that being said, and I think it's a justified complaint for Braves fans, certainly, but then you look at Tampa Bay with their payroll, and they're getting to the World Series. So is there an argument to be made that, hey, look, the Braves might not spend like the Yankees, Red Sox, and Dodgers, but they spend enough because Tampa's proof that you can get there and make a deep run without $200 million?
Well, I think the biggest key there is, if you're not going to spend like those tremendous big market teams, you've got to win games in other ways. And that's what we've seen from the Rays year in and year out. I mean, from high boom, Bloom to whomever in their front office, they just find ways to win ball games. And I think with the Braves, you kind of get a good combination of the both of them. Now, the thing that the Braves have going for them that other teams may not is the fact that Ozzie Albies is getting ripped off. Ronald Acuña Jr. is getting ripped off, and it's to both of their own faults. And I'll tell you right now, and I he'll probably get pissed off at me for saying this, but Andrew Jones is a friend of mine, and he tried to talk both of those guys out of signing those deals because he thought they were worth more and it would be worth more. And sure enough, he's right. But the Braves absolutely have to spend some of that money that they would have otherwise spent on Albies and Acuña to shore up some talent in the future, in order to not be what did they finish with? 86 wins, 87 wins. You've got to do something to not be an 86, 87 win team, because that's not going to get you to the postseason typically. And I keep coming back to it. You know, postseason baseball is not regular season baseball. I think this Braves team is very much so built for the postseason. However, you still got to get there. You still got to get there through that 162 games. So, I do think that they've got to take advantage of the fact that they got two very, very good ball players on pretty solid contracts for the team's sake.
Ryan, final question for you. We saw, and I love seeing this on Twitter, I love when Yankees fans are in their feelings on social media after they lost to Boston this week in the play-in game. You would know this answer better than I do. I think Brian Cashman has done a pretty good job. But for all the unlimited funds you have, you've got basically one title in the last 20 years. Does Brian Cashman have a lifetime contract?
Oh, goodness. I don't want to answer that. I really don't know. I'm clueless on that. And I think that you're stuck between a rock and a hard place with this one, because when you're Cashman, right, you're expected not necessarily to win ball games, but to spend money to win ball games, to spend the team's money to win ball games, and he absolutely does that. So, what is he doing that he's not being asked of? And I think that's the reason, in large part, why Aaron Boone, with the fifth best record in manager history, is having his job called for by a lot of the Yankee faithful.
All right, there he is, Ryan Spader. You can follow him on Twitter at the Ace of Spader. Thank you for the time, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. Hope you'll have me back when the Braves are in the NLCS.
We will do that for sure. Ryan Spader, thank you, bud.
Later.